Good morning. My guests this morning are Doron Hovav and Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Roland.
So the shadows are growing in front of the Jewish Film Festival. We are headed toward the end. This is the second to last movie. On Tuesday, November 13th, as always, two performances, one at 1 p.m., one at 7 p.m. at the Rialto in Sebastopol. And the title of this movie is Shelter. So run it down for us.
So this is a story of a Mossad agent tasked with babysitting a Lebanese informant who has her identity changed. It's supposed to be 2 weeks in a little apartment in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Very simple, but of course nothing is simple in the world of espionage.
Right.
And so these two women are supposedly on the same side, but not really, because one is Lebanese and one is Israeli. They don't really trust each other, but do they have to learn to do that because forces from the outside are closing in? It's an amazing thriller, but also a very good internal story about their journey as real people and the relationship that they have to create for each other.
And the director of the film said that he loves to make films. He loves to make films about women and about women who carry this emotional force and deals with very complex relationships. And it pretty much takes place in a small apartment.
Yeah. It's a little bit claustrophobic on the one hand because it's a little apartment, but then the rest of the world is in there too. So it's the tension between what's happening inside and what's happening outside.
And this is quite a new film. It just came out last year, right?
Yes. 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 It's a great film, and it's described as a suspense-laden, elegant neo-noir.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, that sounds great.
One of the main characters, the woman who plays the Lebanese informant, is actually an Iranian actress in exile in France. And so the Israeli actor, Netta Riskin, who plays the Mossad agent, said that it's the first time ever in her life that she met somebody from Iran, right? Because Israelis and Iranians don't mix very often.
Right.
And she said that she used that for the tension that her character has to have for the other character, right? It's not often that it happens. The Iranian actor, her name is Golshifteh Farahani. She played in a Ridley Scott film, and she was Leonardo DiCaprio's lover in that film, and she had some sex scenes, and the Iranians didn't really like it.
So oh.
She had to go to exile.
She's quite beautiful.
Oh, she is.
I mean, she really, her beauty is part of what carries the film.
Yeah.
And the Israeli woman, does she have a substantial past history in films in Israel?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think in every single film from Israel we watched, I mean, we screened many Israeli films. She was like in 80% of them. She's really happening. She had to gain like 20 pounds for this film. She said
really?
It was really, it took her 6 months to take it off because she wanted to be right for the character.
Boy, I would like to contact her and find out how I can gain 20 pounds because I could really use it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Shawarma and falafel.
Carbs.
Yes.
So how has the festival been this year?
Amazing. Let Doron talk about that.
We sold out of six films that we have, we sold out five before the festival even started. And the last one is already sold out at this point. And the matinees are also packed.
But we still have matinee tickets.
Oh, yeah. And we still have tickets for the matinees. And we have a small number of tickets for the evening shows as well. But,
everyone's gotten into the evening shows shows up.
Yes.
Right.
We never turned anybody away.
Not yet.
So, Shelter, Tuesday, November 13th, 1 and 7 p.m. at the Rialto in Sebastopol. For information, 528-4222. Also tickets. And online, jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening.